Sdom Revi'i, the Sdom Chamishi, the Sdom Shavi'i, the Sdom Asiri. The Navi talks about the Sdom in terms of the month of the fast of the fourth month, Tammuz, the fast of the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, or of the fast of the seventh month, we'll see Tishrei Sdom Gedalia, and the fast of the tenth month, Tevis. So, after the Churban HaBayis Rishon, after the first temple was destroyed, the Nevi'im set up four fast days to remember the terrible events that happened in order to make us think about it and try to encourage us to do tshuva and think about the things that we didn't have anymore. So after the Churban HaBayis Rishon, so they said you should fast on the 10th of Tevis. Why, what happened on the 10th of Tevis? Nebuchadnezzar HaMelech of Babel, he began the siege of Yerushalayim. So, 10th of Tevis was the beginning of the siege of Yerushalayim by Nebuchadnezzar. And as well, they instituted a fast day in Tammuz. We'll see at the Machlokas Yerushalmi and Bavli, but they instituted a fast in Tammuz because the walls of Yerushalayim were breached, that they breached the walls of Yerushalayim on that day. And therefore the ninth of Av was established as, and then we know the ninth of Av was established because of the Churban HaBayis. The temples were destroyed. And Sdom Gedalia, the third day of Tishrei, they instituted because Gedalia ben Achikam was murdered. He should have listened to someone and he wasn't, not that you're macabre, Lashon Hara, but you can't ignore it. And he didn't realize what was going on, and he was murdered. And so what? I mean, that's so what? Every Jew, every person's important. So why Gedalia gets a fast day? There are many other righteous people who are murdered. So the reason is because he was one of the leaders of the Jewish people who remained in Judea after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when he died, that basically extinguished the end of Jewish sovereignty in Eretz Israel. So it's symbolic of what was the end of, basically, the end of Jewish sovereignty during that time. So that was the four fast days we had after Churban Bayis Rishon. And that's what the Jewish people did. During the seven-year Golus, the Golus Bavel, they fasted on these days. And then we all know they were Zocha to rebuild a second Beis HaMikdash. And they asked the Navi Zechariah, what's the story with these days? Now that we have a second Beis HaMikdash, what do we do? So he said, you're right, these days become Sasum V'Simcha. It's a shiloh about Tisha B'Av, whether Tisha B'Av is a universal day of Avelis or even Tisha B'Av was. But the other fasts were definitely no longer a Tainis or a time of Simcha. So they fasted after Churban Bayis Rishon, then they rebuilt the temple, so then they were a time of Sasum V'Simcha. And after Churban Bayis Sheni, so even though the original institution of fasting on these fast days were Al Churban Bayis Rishon. That's why, even though that was the reason, but today, according to the way we assume, we don't fast on the ninth of Tammuz anymore, because that was during the first temple, but we do it on the during Churban Bayis Sheni, the walls were breached, Jerusalem was breached on the 17th of Tammuz. And that's, so we fast now, instead of the 9th of Tammuz, on the 17th of Tammuz. Even though they were originally instituted for the Churban Bayis Rishon, that's why we fast on Asara B'Tevis when the Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim during the time of the first temple, and Sdom Gedalia marks the end of Jewish sovereignty in Eretz Israel at the end of the... Nevertheless, they decided to change it from the 9th of Tammuz to the 17th because we feel the pain more. It's more recent, so we could relate to it more. And also, it's not a real problem because the Navi doesn't give a date. It is the fourth month, so it still is the fourth month. Therefore, they changed it from the 9th to the 17th. In fact, it seems to be a Yerushalmi Bavli. They actually did change it. According to the Yerushalmi, he quotes an opinion that really, even in the Churban Bayis Rishon, it was the 17th of Tammuz. Aye, so why did they fast the 9th of Tammuz? The people miscalculated, they made a mistake. They thought that the breach happened on the 9th of Tammuz, and they didn't want to change what the people thought, so they left it like that. However, others claim that no, it actually was breached on the 9th of Tammuz, and the same event during Churban Bayis Rishon happened on Yud Zayin Tammuz. So either way, that's the Machlokas Yerushalmi Bavli. The bottom line is we have the four fast days. After Churban Bayis Rishon, we had the four fast days. When the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, they became Sasum V'Simcha holidays with the question about Tisha B'Av, and then afterwards, we still retain Nebuchadnezzar's day, Asara B'Tavis, when Nebuchadnezzar began the siege of Yerushalayim, and also we keep Som Gedaliah, but that's the issue, whether it was always Yud Zayin Tammuz, because that's what happened during Churban Bayis Sheni, or was it the 9th of Tammuz first, and it was just a mistake on that. But the bottom line is we fast these four fast days, and even though they were originally made up for the Churban Bayis Rishon, we continued the minhag for both the Churban Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, and since we're going to feel the pain more, we switched it from the 9th of Av to the 17th, 9th of Tammuz to the 17th of Tammuz.